A 2-year effort to improve medical care in Delta Junction got a big boost earlier this month in the form of a $400,000 grant that will enable the Interior Alaska Hospital Foundation to open a clinic by March. And now foundation members have launched a drive to raise at least $150,000 for a pharmacy they'd like to open along with the clinic. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The Delta-based Hospital Foundation has come a long way since it set out in 2011 to provide better health care for the area's 6,000 residents. They commissioned studies, lobbied lawmakers, and cajoled local business persons to donate 13 acres of land and build a 10-bed long-term care center for the elderly. Foundation member Mary Kaspari says the grant gives her organization a much-needed shot in the arm for its next project, opening up a primary care clinic in the ground floor of the long-term care facility.
It's a break. It's a huge break in moving the project forward.
Kaspari is a registered nurse and the driving force behind the campaign. About a year ago, she initiated a partnership with Glen Allen-based Crossroad Medical Center, which will run the new clinic. Joel Medendorp is Crossroad's president and CEO, and he says the faith-based nonprofit is planning to move aggressively to meet the deadline for opening the clinic and soon thereafter begin expanding services.
The very first step is to get primary care services going. And very quickly behind it, we want to follow with lab, x-ray, pharmacy, urgent care.
Delta has never had a pharmacy, and the grant won't pay for one, so the Hospital Foundation is launching another drive to raise at least $150,000 to open one. Kaspari says foundation members will be talking with representatives of big companies that operate in the area, and she says they'd welcome any donations from anyone who may be looking for a good tax break by the end of the year.
Any type of donation coming to us is considered a tax deduction because we are in the nonprofit status with the IRS.
Kaspari knows firsthand about the area's health care needs. She worked for more than 10 years at the Family Medical Center, which for years has been Delta's only health care facility. But the privately run clinic offers only limited services and has been cutting back over the past year, reportedly due to a lack of business. In March, the clinic began operating only during weekday business hours. Both Medendorp and Kaspari disagree with those who suggest there's not enough businesses for the two clinics in the area, which sprawls roughly from the Canadian border to Paxson and north to Salcha. Medendorp says because Crossroad already has administrative staff, it'll be able to absorb most of the costs of launching the new Delta facility, which will be called the Interior Alaska Medical Clinic. And he says those same economies of scale will benefit both clinics that Crossroad will be operating.
Because we're going to be more sustainable, we're going to be able to do more for the Delta Junction area. And because the Delta Junction area is more sustainable, we'll be able to do more for the Glen Allen area.
In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.